Page 41. Section 7. Special Riding Situations. The following section offers some additional information on special riding situations you may encounter when riding a motorcycle. Crowned roads. A road surface that is higher in the middle than at the sides is a crowned road. Use caution and slow down when cornering on crowned roads because ground clearance is reduced and the lean angle available is less than on a flat road. A graphic depicts a crowned road with a motorcyclist riding on the right side of the road. Work zones. Work zones present a hazard to all drivers, but even more so for motorcycle riders. Lacking four-wheel stability, the motorcycle rider must reduce speed and be especially mindful of potential hazards. The following are types of work zone road hazards and what to do if you encounter them. Sand or gravel on pavement. Slow down. Don't make sudden turns. And brake lightly in a straight line if you need to slow more. If you encounter long stretches of sand or gravel, downshift and keep your speed steady. Scored or grooved pavement. Keep your head and eyes up. Go slow. Don't fight the handlebars. Keep a steady throttle. Oil or fresh tar. Avoid if possible. Go slow and avoid sudden moves. Rippled and uneven temporary pavement. Scan the pavement and pick the smoothest line. Cross slowly and carefully. Be aware of raised edges between lanes that have been repaved and those awaiting to be paved. Crossing a raised edge at high speeds and a narrow angle could cause you to lose control. Objects in the road. Scan well ahead. Go around object if possible. Increase your following distance to allow maneuvering room. Tire failure. You will seldom hear a tire go flat. You can usually tell from the way the motorcycle reacts. If the motorcycle starts handling differently, it may be a tire failure. This can be dangerous. If one of your tires suddenly loses air, respond quickly to keep your balance. Pull off and check the tires. Next page. Page 42. If the front tire goes flat, the steering will feel heavy. A front wheel flat is particularly hazardous because it affects your steering. You have to steer well to keep your balance. If the rear tire goes flat, the back of the motorcycle may jerk or sway from side to side. If either tire goes flat while riding, hold hand grips firmly. Ease off the throttle and keep a straight course. If braking is required, gradually apply the brake of the tire that isn't flat. When the motorcycle slows, edge to the side of the road, squeeze the clutch, and stop. Stuck throttle. Twist the throttle back and forth several times. If the throttle cable is stuck, this may free it. If the throttle stays stuck, immediately use the engine cutoff switch and pull in the clutch at the same time. This will remove power from the rear wheel, though engine noise may not immediately decline. Once the motorcycle is under control, pull off the road and stop. After you have stopped, check the throttle cable carefully to find the source of the trouble. Make certain the throttle works freely before you start to ride again. Wobble. A wobble occurs when the front wheel and handlebars suddenly start to shake from side to side at any speed. Most wobbles can be traced to improper loading, unsuitable accessories, or incorrect tire pressure. If you are carrying a heavy load, lighten it. If you can't, shift it. Center the weight lower and farther forward on the motorcycle. Make sure tire pressure, spring preload, air shocks, and dampers are at the settings recommended for that much weight. Make sure windshields and fairings are mounted properly. Trying to accelerate out of a wobble could make the motorcycle more unstable. Instead, grip the handlebars firmly but don't fight the wobble. Close the throttle gradually to slow down. Do not apply the brakes. Braking could make the wobble worse. Move your weight as far forward and down as possible. Pull off the road as soon as you can to fix the problem. Have the motorcycle checked out thoroughly by a qualified professional. Next page, page 43. Animals. Dogs sometimes chase motorcycles. Once an approaching dog is spotted, slow down and downshift until the dog is near your motorcycle, then accelerate away from the dog as it approaches. Keep control of your motorcycle and look to where you want to go. Don't kick at the dog because doing so will make controlling the motorcycle difficult. Larger animals, such as deer or elk, present a different problem. These animals are unpredictable, and hitting one can be as harmful as colliding with another vehicle. Use more aggressive SIPDE maneuvers for additional time and space in areas where larger animals may be present. If one of these animals is encountered on or near the roadway, slow down and proceed with caution. Pass the animal carefully at a low speed and continue to check for traffic approaching from behind. Night riding or foggy conditions. Riding at night or in foggy conditions presents additional risks because a rider's ability to see and be seen by others is limited. You should adjust your riding behavior to compensate for limited visibility by reducing your speed. Ride even slower than you would during the day. Increasing distance. Distances are harder to judge at night than during the day. Using the car ahead. Use other vehicles' headlights to see farther ahead and taillights for clues about curves, bumps, or maneuvers. Use your low beam and stay somewhat back. Using your high beam. Get all the light you can. Use your high beam whenever you are not following or approaching a car. Unless in foggy conditions, only use your low beam in the fog. Be visible. Wear retroreflective materials when riding at night. Being flexible about lane position. Change to whatever portion of the lane is best able to help you see, be seen, and keep a safe space cushion. Wind. Strong, steady winds can affect you and your motorcycle. The effects can occur anywhere and often happen in open areas, mountainous terrain, and river gorges. Wind turbulence can occur when you share the road with large vehicles, like trucks, buses, and recreational vehicles. A graphic depicts a motorcycle driving close to a trailer truck down a highway with heavy winds coming from the left. The wind hits more directly on the trailer truck. To respond to wind gusts or wind blasts, lean into the wind by applying forward pressure on the hand grip. Move away from other vehicles as they approach or as you pass. Maximize the space cushion around you. Find a safe place to park until conditions improve if the wind becomes too dangerous. Next page, page 44. Test your knowledge. 1. From page 41. What can you do to safely corner on a crowned road? A. Lean your body to the left side of the road. B. Ride in the right portion of the lane. C. Use caution and slow down. 2. From page 43. When riding in strong wind, A. Move away from other vehicles as they approach or pass you. B. Ride close to other vehicles to shield you from the wind. C. Lean away from the wind and lighten your hold on the hand grip. 3. From page 43. If a dog approaches your motorcycle, the safest thing to do is A. Slow down and downshift, then accelerate away from the dog as it approaches. B. Speed up to get out of the dog's reach. C. Maintain your speed and position your motorcycle as far away from the dog as you can. There is an image saying, "Avoid distractions, respect the zone." The way to go. Transportation safety, ODOT. The A letters in avoid distractions are traffic cones. Next page.